For our first reading today, it's Genesis 1, 1 through 5, and it's in your pew Bible, pretty much page 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now if you'll join me for the Psalms reading. Psalm 29, page 761. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare.
And in his temple all cry, "Glory."
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as ruler forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. It can be found on page 130 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 169 if you are using the larger print edition. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
My friends, let me ask you to take this opportunity to rise as you are able for the reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. And as you're standing, if you'd like to follow along, we're reading Mark 1, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. In the New Testament of the Pew Bible, it's on page 32. And in the large print edition, it's on page 42. Hear these words. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. When God speaks, there is power and passion. When God speaks, there is poetry and presence, promise and purpose. When God speaks to us, there is divine love offered freely and unconditionally. God speaks through fire and earthquakes, through flesh and blood, through bread and wine, through water and the Spirit. God speaks through silence. God speaks through the Holy Bible. So I ask you to listen and to be attentive to these passages.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then later God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness."
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
God speaks to us through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you."
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
God speaks to us most clearly in the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of the Son, Jesus Christ. We hear the echoes of God's word in the sacraments that Jesus gave us, baptism and Holy Communion. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased."
Then Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
My friends, when have you heard God speaking to you? Are you listening for God's voice?
When God speaks, there is power and passion. When God speaks, there is poetry and presence, promise and purpose. When God speaks to us, there is divine love offered freely and unconditionally. God speaks through fire and earthquakes, through flesh and blood, through bread and wine, through water and the Spirit. God speaks through silence.
When you were baptized, a voice came from heaven. You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. God is speaking still. Amen.
Amen.